Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news on a very busy Saturday. The late night host watched the debate the other night. Stephen Colbert said in the lead up to the debate, the president's advisors pleaded with him to be softer. Soft he can do. I've seen the man in tennis shorts. Jimmy Fallon said, that's right. We saw an all new Trump. Instead of shouting baseless accusations, he whispered them. Kimmel, the debate was not the WrestleMania event people were expecting. I think maybe somebody swapped Trump's Adderall for Tylenol. Kimmel, Trump, by the way, is the only president who gets marks for good behavior. He's like when you bring a two-year-old on a plane. Fallon, for the most part, things were pretty civil compared to the first debate, which was basically a UFC fight on meth. Fallon, if the first debate was sponsored by Red Bull, this one was sponsored by NyQuil. Fallon. The debate had six topics: fighting COVID, national security, American families, race in America, climate change, and whether Rudy Giuliani was actually tucking in his shirt. And Colbert said Americans have a tough choice to make now. Do they vote in Joe Biden on November 3rd, or do they vote for him early because the ultimate mute button is in your hands? Speaking of the election, Variety tells us Trevor Noah will go live election nights. VoteGasm 2020, What Could Go Wrong Again, will appear live on both coasts, 11 p.m. in the east, 8 p.m. on the west. Noah will broadcast from an election fallout shelter in New York and provide real-time news and analysis, along with guest interviews and coverage from Daily Show correspondents, including Ronnie Chang, Michael Costa, and a bunch of others. The Daily Show will also stream live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter that night. Borat has come to the defense of Rudy Giuliani. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm recording this midday on Friday. Can't wait to watch it tonight. Sacha Baron Cohen, as Borat, said, I here to defend America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. What was an innocent, sexy time encounter between a consenting man and my 15-year-old daughter has been turned into something disgusting by fake news media. I warn you, anyone else tries this and Rudolph will not hesitate to reach into his legal briefs and whip out his subpoenas. Borat pronounced it the way I just did. Rudy had tweeted on October 21st, 1. The Borat video is a complete fabrication. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment. At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar. Cohen hosted a screening of the film, included a live Q&A, followed by a very good dancing party with top DJ. During the Q&A, Borat answered questions off the cuff. And he said, Trump made America great again by making it like Kazakhstan. He spoke about cops and he said, cops are so keen to make friends with black people that they stop their cars. Got some Seinfeld stuff for you. Hey, remember Jerry was on 60 Minutes and he was talking about the pandemic. He said, comedians will figure out what we can say and can't say when we get back in front of audiences. And the 60 Minutes host said, how's this going to work? And Jerry said, I don't think it's going to work for a while. I don't like compromised versions of things. I want the real thing, the authentic thing. I want the pure hit. I want the real drug. I want real New York pizza. So I'll wait to get back on stage. The Hollywood Reporter caught up with Julia Louis-Dreyfus before last night's pseudo-Seinfeld reunion. They asked Julia about, did you see the recent Trump video where Trump was dancing and it was compared to Elaine's horrible dancing from the Seinfeld episode? So they asked Julia, when you first saw it, how did you react? Were you horrified or laughing? Julia said, nothing he does makes me laugh anymore. I was completely flabbergasted at what a fool he looked like. I don't know what else to say. I was like, how could he allow himself or anyone allow him to move like that? And that's the least of our problems. I suppose I would feel differently if he was a great leader and was incredibly on top of our democracy and respectful of the rule of law and was a good man, then perhaps I would find the dance much more charming than I did when I watched it. The Hollywood Reporter said, hey, can you share how you perfected Elaine's dance moves back then? JLD said, I remember getting the script the day before the table read, and I thought, oh God, now what am I going to do? And I stood in front of the mirror to try and find really unattractive body movements. As I recall, I came up with two ideas, and I remember going to my mom, who was visiting at the time, my husband, asking, which of these looks worse? And they voted for the one that ultimately made it into the show. There was music playing when I was dancing, but when we actually shot it, we couldn't play any music. It was impossible to do these movements if music was playing because you would ultimately move to the beat. So putting the music in afterward would really help enhance the horribleness of it all. She says she can break out the dance on command, but definitely will not break it out. The Hollywood Reporter said, hey, if Elaine was sitting around the table with Jerry, George, and Kramer today, what do you think they'd have to say about the election? Julia said, well, you know, they were very self-obsessed people. This is a good question. I'd like to think Elaine would be pretty left-wing today. She was left-wing, I'm certain of it. But I'm sure she would be anti-Trump. I don't know about the other characters. One thing's for sure, they'd still be miserable. No matter who is in office, it's a miserable group of people. Blah, 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 blah. So that's a non-answer. But do you see Elaine voting for Joe Biden? Julia said, yep, that's what I'm going to say. Any chance of a Seinfeld reunion? Julia said, well, we already did that on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I thought that was a pretty clever reunion of sorts, like an anti-reunion on Curb, and I think it's sort of been done. SNL is going to add a sixth straight episode. They usually do three and then a week off. They'd previously announced they would do five into the election, but they've added a sixth for the week after the election. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised that wasn't in the original plan. I get it's a lot of work, but, you know, sometimes you got to work. Adele's your host tonight. Lorne Michaels, he has said he's going to walk after the 50th season. You got a couple years left. He told Willie Geist on NBC that my plan, I'm not sure I'll see it through, but my plan is to be here for the 50th. The 40th was great. I like them 10 years apart. And we really did the 25th and waited 15 years for that one. But I don't have those 15 years, so I think it'll be the 50th. And then by that point, I deserve to wander off. If you'd like to be on SNL, here's a press release from the Second City. Legendary comedy institution The Second City announced a scholarship for up-and-coming diverse comedic talent in partnership with iconic television series Saturday Night Live. The SNL scholarship will grant students at varying levels of experience the opportunity to further their professional development at the Second City. Comedians with diverse life experiences, including varying cultural and economic backgrounds, orientation, ethnicities, and points of view, are encouraged to apply for the inaugural program. In addition to receiving Second City performance and writing training, recipients will be connected directly with SNL talent executives and have direct entry to submit an audition tape or sketch packet to SNL for the landmark show. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, November 24th by 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're interested in that, visit secondcity.com. If you need something to stream, hey, don't forget there's Borat 2 and the Tim Heidecker thing. There's also now Friendsgiving. It's a movie about chaotic Thanksgiving celebration where almost nothing goes right. It stars Kat Dennings, Aisha Tyler, Chelsea Peretti, Jane Seymour, Wanda Sykes, and Margaret Cho. So you can find that there. Tomorrow on the Daily Comedy News, I'm going to dive into Vulture's 20 comedians you should know and will know for 2020. One of those is Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah, she pantomimes to President Trump videos on TikTok. You know Sarah, right? Yeah. I've got a good rant about Sarah coming up on Monday. I cannot wait. Gonna record it right now, actually. But boy, come back for that one. Tomorrow's episode is really good. And if you miss me, new episode of the weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app. That'll be out on Sunday morning. So see you then.